You must be delighted with that, you know, to be fair to Laois to put it up to us in the first half and made a game of it, but we got two super goals before half time, didn't we?
Yeah, I think some of the stuff we did was great. Like, I was really happy with some of it. I think the two goals they got kept them in a position they shouldn't have been in, because the two goals were completely our mistake, and we're going to make mistakes, so we are early on in the league, but they did not trouble us for goals. It was a mistake by Aidan for the first one, it was a mistake by Mark for the second one, right? And I honestly feel, I think we should have gone in at half time definitely up the bones of 7 or 8 points against the Storm. But you know what, in hindsight it's maybe a good thing that we got to find out more about the lads as well, you know.
I thought the movement tonight was fantastic, you know, the work off the ball and all of that facet of the game.
And some of the scores we got tonight were incredible, and anyone could end up any place with us, which was great. And I think we had 54 shots, believe it or not, tonight on goal. I think we scored 227 is 29 and 20 is 49. They read a few short as well, so altogether we were around 50 or over 50 shots. So we'll improve that. We'll bring our wides down and things like that, be a bit more ruthless, and I'd be happy enough.
And coming into the game, you were genuinely worried about it.
Liam, you take someone for granted, you're in trouble. I don't take anyone for granted as much as possible, you know, and especially we're missing some really good lads. We have to be up tempo. And you remember Laois beat Dublin last year. You can't afford to be taking anyone, and I don't like doing that. I want to make sure that Wexford are winning games. That's what I want to do. We've three savage, tough games coming up now. And I'd love to say we'll have the lads back, but we probably won't for one or two of them. So what we have with, we're just going to have to go out and fight and give it a go.
But the fact that you're missing the three and you haven't made much play about it, it just shows you the strength that you've built in the squad now.
Yeah, I think we're missing more than three, I'd be fairly certain.
Yeah, well, D is another.
You have Macho and Lee and Dio and David Dunn is actually playing the best stuff I've seen him playing in a long time. Mm-hmm. So when you put the four of them back in and there's one or two more that are called, Dunbar won't be far away either, you know. So it'll be competition for places, all right. I'd love to have a full-strength team, but that's the way it's going. And we'll go out next week now and tear into it. I wasn't happy with the refereeing tonight. Blowing every 2 seconds for steps. And Croke Park have got to stop this finicky stuff and just let the game go the way it is. Nothing wrong with the game. The game was fine.
Is it him or is it the instructions?
No, it's instructions. It's absolutely scandalous. The way they're refereeing the game. Let the game go. Don't be blowing for a step over. It's ridiculous. We need the game to keep flowing, you know. There's nothing wrong with hurling. Leave it off.
Yeah, because people are paying to hire their money to come in and watch the game.
No, I'm not. And I'd be urging Wexford to ring Croke Park about this. It's not. We want the game to be playing. Yeah.
And, you know, as you say now, you have a nice game against Clare next Sunday. Your home county.
Oh, they'll be coming
new
down.
New management team.
They'll be coming down to make an impression, and they have everyone. They'll be coming. They won't fear us, and they'll come down to sort us out. But I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And Kilkenny at home, it's a great couple of weeks, isn't it? Yeah, you've a break then for a week, haven't you?
No, we've Clare next week, and then we've a break, right?
Yeah.
So I want as many weeks. We're going to need every bit of support, because they have full strength. They'll be expecting to beat us. We need every bit of support we can get down there next weekend. And I want to make Wexford part, because as good as possible, and we'll try our best for everyone in Wexford. As I said, I can't promise you we will win games, but we'll try everything we can.
What really pleased you about tonight?
The effort and the work rate. They ran there. You could see them at the very end. They weren't holding back. We were pushing on. We weren't just happy with 5 or 6 or 7 points. We were pushing on. And that's what I want.